Hello. You are listening to the Carol Connection. With your host, Jared Carol.
Welcome back to the Quarantine Connection, Episode 2, the mini-series of the Carol Connection, hosted by yours truly, Jared Carol, and my co-host Jake Wickham and Dylan Wickham. What's up, boys?
Not too much. How we doing?
Living life, bro. Living life. What's good, Jake? You're not going to answer me?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm chilling. So, last episode, we talked about COVID and just some of the shit that we thought about with everything going on. So today's episode, we're just going to be talking about a little bit what we're doing to kind of stay positive and try to stay in the best shape we possibly can and staying busy and just keep your mind off shit. So I guess I'll kind of just start. If you've listened to my solo episode that I had, episode 17, I kind of talked about meditating a little bit. And I've been practicing meditation just kind of by myself, 10 minutes a day, just setting a timer and shit. And it seems to be working in the sense of me controlling my breathing, starting my day more calm. And I think everyone can get something from meditating. I think meditating is something everyone should try, even if they don't like it, because it is hard. It's hard to settle your mind and shit like that. But I'll pass it to you guys. Kind of what have you been doing to kind of keep busy and trying to keep your mind off all the fucking bullshit going on in the world? I don't know if Jake or Dylan wants to start.
I'll start.
Dylan, by the way, is starting.
At this point, I think they'll know.
So, me and my mom were watching that new Tiger King.
Oh, same.
Dude, I'm sorry, but I'm one of the people in the minority who didn't like it. Just because that shit really depressed me, because honestly, all I see with that is rednecks with tigers. And those are two things that, for me, shouldn't be going together.
I don't think that should be a thing. If you go down south, that's what they talked about in the Tiger King, too. There's a bunch of people down there that have exotic animals like that.
Yeah, I mean, like, shit like that just... I feel like there has to be some sort of, like, I know the whole thing with that dude was about trying to, like, get rid of regulations and try to let, like, tigers be in the South and shit. I was like, I just don't agree with that. I mean, I don't like Carol Baskin either, but...
Carol Baskin.
I mean, I don't like her either because I think she fucking murdered her husband and
oh,
shit.
Facts.
She definitely did, dude. There's no way I can say that she didn't, but that's beside the point. I just think that dude shouldn't have a single... dangerous animal in his possession because I just, you know, I don't trust him.
Joe Exotic. I watched it too, and I didn't really pay much attention. I watched the first few episodes, and then I just kind of played it as background noise. It's an interesting show for sure, and I think it's just really hyped right now just because everything that's going on in the world, people are kind of just fucking bullshitting him, going on Netflix and stuff. I think Netflix is kind of where a lot of people are spending their time, and maybe more people should be reading. If you're watching Tiger King, maybe you should go check out a nice book instead. But I don't know. Jake, what about you? What have you been doing?
Yeah, I'm not a good defender of reading at the moment.
I mean, me neither.
I don't read audiobooks
are the best.
But I've been doing like video games for the most part. Honestly, like for me, I love either working on my car, hanging out with my girlfriend when I can hang out with her because of quarantine, don't see her as much, but... playing video games for me is what I do instead of watching Netflix because I like to be on there with my friends. So I'd say any way that you can connect with the people that you're close with, just go on and just like detach yourself from the current situation is good, you know?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think I haven't played as much video games as I usually do. I've just been focused on trying to build content for this podcast, and it's been tough trying to get people to actually come on because obviously people are afraid of coming in contact with the coronavirus and shit like that, and it's totally understandable. I get it, and I've actually had a couple people reschedule, and I'm glad you guys can hop on this shit with me and do a co-hosted like mini series, because who knows how long this goes on for. And obviously we're family, for people who don't know, we're cousins, so we've also been quarantined for the last 2 weeks separately by ourselves, so I think it's safe to say we're pretty good. And to be honest, if you listen to the last episode where I think we both mentioned that we think we possibly could have already came in contact with it. Not like that's an excuse or anything, but you never know what the fuck goes on. I know, Jake, you're big into fitness, and I know, Dylan, you're really not. But, Jake, tell me what you've been trying to do to stay active, if at all.
I mean, I've been slacking for sure. For me personally, I've always been more on the weight training side. I'd love to, you know, just go into the gym and lift shit, obviously, but
pick shit up, put it down.
Yeah, that's what I've been like interested in. So running, it's not my forte, but I'm going to get more into it as I, you know, endure the virus and we can't really go to the gym anymore. So going to work with my girlfriend when she has time. We're going to go on runs together. Been doing calisthenics when I can, do sit-ups, push-ups. But I'm not a good, you know, a good person to vouch for fitness because I haven't been owning it up myself with just the lack of equipment to work out with, you know?
I understand that, definitely. And I've started running more, to be honest. Like, I've been trying to run anywhere from, like, 3 to 5 miles mostly during the week. I try to get anywhere up to, like, 20, 25 miles for a week. And for me, that's not a lot. Someone else might think that's a lot, but I like cardio because I see it as therapy. Because, like, I'm not using my phone. Because, obviously, sometimes when you're lifting, you'll be on your phone and shit, fucking around. But for me, running, it's just me and wherever I'm trying to go. And I'll go to the park closest near me, and I'll just run through the woods. And there's nothing like doing that for me. And just, it's therapeutic. That's what I look for the most in time like this, is somewhere I could try to clear my mind. And lifting, for some people, could be that, for sure. But for me, running is usually kind of what I like to do. Just pleases me, you know?
Use Jared as an example, not me. I'm a terrible...
And I wanted to be clear, too, for a lot of people. I've seen people kind of go back and forth on whether you should try to learn a new skill or you should work on yourself and all this crap, and some people are negative towards that. If you're negative towards that, that message probably isn't for you, and it's totally fine. I say that on every episode. Not every person is for you, and just like that, not every message is for you. So if you want to take the time to just watch Netflix and just relax and collect yourself, do that. Take care of your mental health, self-care. I'll preach that till the end. Like, I'm a big proponent on self-care. If you can take care of yourself and make sure that you're mentally sound and hopefully take care of your body in the right way and try not to abuse it as much, because right now it shows us how important our immune system is. If you have a shitty immune system, you're probably more likely to catch this virus. And obviously we're in lockdown right now, so hopefully people are taking that serious, but... Dylan, kind of talk to me a little bit more about, I know we talked last episode about just school and stuff, like, have they give you any advice on what's going to happen post-high school and, like, if college is still, like, planned to take place in the proper times? Have they talked to you about that at all?
I haven't heard anything about that, honestly. I mean, I try to check my emails twice a day just because I always get emails from school and shit about, like, the principal will send out emails and say, oh, well, we're working on trying to improve our online learning and learning from home. And I'm just like, I'm kind of more worried about what's happening after this. Like, I don't really know what I'm doing right now. Like, it's just hard to wrap my head around all this shit. Like, just the fact that, like, a month ago I was in school just talking about this coronavirus with teachers and stuff. And they're like, oh, yeah, we don't really know what's going to happen. We might take a week or two off. And now we're here a month later, and I haven't been in school in a whole month, and it's just like, whoa.
Like, it really is. Like, it's mind-blowing. Like, I feel for people who are seniors, whether it's college or high school, it doesn't really matter. Like, senior year it's a pretty important year for a lot of people, and I think it's unfortunate, but I think we're taking the right precautions for what we have in front of us. Like, we don't know what's going to happen.
No, yeah, obviously the precautionary measures that have been taken are obviously the right moves to make. It just affects different people differently. Like, me personally, like I said on the last podcast, I believe, I don't really care about, like, oh, we're going to miss prom, we're going to miss graduation. Like, to me, I went through 2 graduations already with Jake and my older sister. So it's like, I've seen 2 of them already. It's just, oh, I got to hear the valedictorian talk for half an hour. And like, I don't really care. Just give me my diploma and let me go. But there are other kids that are like super emotional about this. And for me, it's like, if you're a college senior, I understand that way more because you're putting money into it. You're like, to me, it just isn't as big of a deal as some other people make it. But obviously that's just a personal opinion because other people, it might mean a lot to them. But to me, I don't see this as 12 years building up. To me, it was 1 year at a time. When I was in second grade, I wasn't thinking about graduating high school. Like, I was just thinking about completing second grade.
No, I like that. And that's your opinion, too.
Yeah, of course.
I think people forget sometimes. It's tough when you listen to a podcast because, like, you're giving your own opinion and you, as a listener, want to respond to things. But that's your opinion. Like, someone might feel differently than you. I mean, personally, I appreciated my senior, looking back on it now, I'm out of college and shit, I'm graduated, I'm in the workforce now, so looking back on it, I definitely appreciated the moments that I had in high school with those people, because I've lost high school friends, and time goes on, and we do look back, and admire what happened back then and how far we've come and are lucky and blessed to be alive in this situation. But Jake, if you want to talk, I see you pulled the mic over.
Yeah, you're just going to reflect on the stuff that you miss. I think everyone's missing out on something right now.
Facts.
You know, we're all sacrificing for, you know, the greater cause of, you know, just trying to limit the spread of a disease like this. Yeah, I mean, Dylan, you're going to look back on it later and think more hardly on it.
Mm. I think so too.
I think that high school was a big part of our lives because it was just during such a developmental period of life. You're learning more about yourself as you go through high school, whether it be, you know, sports, just relationships, breakups, like you went through a little bit of the latter. But that's stuff that'll affect you. And then, you know, prom and stuff like that, like, who really cares? Like, at the end of the day, it matters more to, and this is biased, but I think it matters more to the girls than it does the guys, because the guys just want to have a good time, and the girls are just, they really have a lot of emotions attached to it. Mm-hmm. But in general, for you, I understand why you wouldn't, like, have it affect you as much, but, you know, this is just something you're never going to forget. Mm. Like, we're always going to remember the times that, you know, we couldn't go out to work. We couldn't go to senior prom. We couldn't have a graduation. Like, you got to think about all the people that are going through college right now just sitting at home. Like, shit, like, this was my senior year. Like, all those parties, like, that I wanted to have to wrap up my year are gone. But, you know, at the end of the day, sacrifices. Think of all the people in New York. They're literally dying from this disease, so... Yeah, it's affecting everybody, and you just gotta live with what's going on, and yeah, there's something going on in the back of our house, but...
No, we're good.
Yeah, you just grow from it, you know what I mean? Like, this is only gonna make us all stronger as people. Humans are incredibly adaptive and can endure through great stressors, and we're gonna live through this. It's not the end.
I agree, we're definitely gonna live through this, and it's something that people need to be more mindful of, is it's gonna change everything. Like, this is gonna change the way we approach life and everything in general.
Well, the thing I've always said about it, and my friends are always like, dude, this is bullshit, we're stuck in our houses, this is just for old people, we shouldn't even, like, the thing that I always say to them is that, well, it's like, we're living through a major global event. Like, there, this is gonna be in the history books for, like, kids are gonna learn about this 20 years from now, and kids are gonna ask their parents, like, what it was like to live through that. And I always tell my friends, I'm like, well, think about it this way. It's either that, or we could be living through, like, a global war right now, like in World War II or something like that.
And you guys would be fucking serving.
And we would be in, yeah, we would be fighting in it. All of us here. We would be all in it. And
it's
that's
an appreciation.
Why, that, yeah, exactly. It's just looking at it from a glass half full thing. Like, it's a major global event, and it sucks, but at least you're not actively, like, trying to defend for your, like, your country and your
all
lives.
All we have to do is just stay at home.
Exactly.
We're lucky.
Exactly. It's not as, obviously it's a big deal, but I'm saying for younger people, you got to look at it with some positivity. Like, you're not fighting for your life or anything like that. You just got to stay home and be safe. Like, wash your hands. Like, don't cough in people's faces and shit. Like,
obvious. It really shows how fucking dirty as a society we kind of are, is the fact that if we have to tell you guys to wash your hands thoroughly, what the fuck were some of y'all doing beforehand? Like, it really is like that. And it, like you said, it's an appreciation for what we have. We are blessed to have beautiful homes, and people who don't, my heart goes out to you. And if you need things, reach out to people who are in your circle. But, like, we are lucky to be able to stay at home, and just some of us are still able to work, and those who aren't, hopefully you can stay positive this time. Hopefully unemployment isn't being such a bitch with everything going on. And you just got to understand where people come from. And that is the biggest thing I try to preach on the podcast, and something I'm still learning as a person, is trying to understand where people come from. And it's really hard to understand when you can't put yourself in their shoes, because you'll never really know what someone else is going through, because you aren't them. Like, you don't have their emotions. You didn't grow up there with their lives and everything that had happened. But you could try to understand. Too many people don't try to understand. And that just goes into what's going on right now. We need to understand, this might not affect me and you, but this does affect, like, our grandparents and people who are older or compromised immune systems, or people who are on cancer treatments and having a compromised immune system, something like that. We got to understand that. And it's very important to remember that. I don't know if you got anything you wanted to add in.
Yeah, and I mean, that's kind of why, like, we talked about, you know, you got to find something that's going to fill that void. You know, you got that time that you have now. If you're not working, if you're not in school, just focus on your mental health right now. You know, you have the free time to find yourself. You have the free time to, like Jared said, if you want to try to learn a new skill, learn something. You know, if you want to learn how to play an instrument, play an instrument. If you want to go out on walks, go on walks. Like, I think you should take the time to be constructive, you know? Don't do destructive, you know, things to yourself, and don't take the time to, you know, be lazy and gain weight or something like that.
And
like, try to
build yourself. It is okay, though. I'll give them a pass. It is okay because, like, it is tough. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, it is tough to self-motivate sometimes, and I understand some people have certain consequences and things that happen in their life that prevent them from doing that. But for the people who can and who are dedicated like that and building towards something like that, I agree with you. Be motivated. Go after it. And back to the new skill, I think a lot of people might get something from this. I saw it on TikTok, was if you want to start something new or build something like a business or a brand and you don't during this time, you never lack the time. You just lack discipline. Mm-hmm. And that's what that is. Like, you got to have the discipline to go after something that might be bigger than you. You might not have the time for it back like a few months ago. Now we got time, especially if you're not working. Why not? Go after something you really want to. And that's what something I'm doing with this podcast. We're trying to do a mini series and keep people entertained and just talk and build that connection too as we keep going. Because I haven't seen you guys in probably, it's been a minute, not going to lie. So, yeah, I mean, we've been locked down for a month too, plus whatever, how long I've seen you. So definitely appreciate that for sure.
Yeah, I drove by you last week when
I was running.
Yeah, he came back from running. I saw him on the side of, you know, a nature trail. And I was driving over to bring some coffees to my girlfriend and her family. But, I think that, like I said, I mean, you know, I'm not saying that, like, oh, yeah, you're a lazy piece of crap if you don't do something good. But, you know, like, do something that is good for your mental health or your physical health. Either or. You know what I mean? Like, if I go online and play video games with my friends, it's because I just want to kick back and relax. You know what I mean? That's not going to help me get in better shape. It's just something that I like to do. So if there's something that you like to do, you like to, you know, throw a football around with your brother, like me and Dylan have been doing, we let the dogs out and just play catch. It's just something fun to do. So spend more time with your family, you know, build better bonds with them because you never know how much time you have with them. And just, you know, live life with what we have. We're in way better shape than the people were 50 years ago. Like, I mean, we have so many, you know, technological advances. I mean, think back to this. They talk about the Spanish flu to compare. Spanish flu was way worse because you couldn't talk about it. Like, you just hear on the radio that, like, oh, people are dying. Like, oh, okay. From what? They don't know. So, like, we're doing the... If we had coronavirus at the same time, like, way back when, say in the 1920s, way more people would have died. So, we're doing way better than they did because of the quarantine that we're doing. So... Keep a positive tone about this, you know? We're doing the best we can, and at the end of the day, we're going to get through it. Just stay positive and find something to keep you happy.
I think that's a good way to end it right there. Stay positive. Keep trying to self-motivate. Stay focused, and we'll get through this together as long as we keep connecting with each other and focus on what we need to accomplish and keep social distancing, washing hands, and practice good health techniques. Until next time, guys, this is the Quarantine Connection mini series, episode 2. Later.